This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. Aleppo was once the largest city in Syria, outgrowing the capital of Damascus. That was before the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad that began in 2011 and has become a civil war raging there for more than 5 years. Aleppo is also among the oldest cities in the world, located at one end of the Silk Road. It was an ancient capital of trade and culture. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Center. Well, much of that is gone now. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced in recent days by heavy shelling by Assad forces and their allies against the rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo. At an emergency UN Security Council meeting on Wednesday, the UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Stephen O'Brien, warned that Aleppo risks becoming one giant graveyard. Ambassador Frederick Hoff was on hand dealing directly with Bashar al-Assad before the Syrian war began. Hoff is the former special advisor for the transition in Syria from 2011 to 2012 at the U.S. State Department. He's currently director of the Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council, and he's been writing about the failures of the White House and the State Department in those times and urging President Obama to use his final days in office to take action to protect the people of Aleppo. Ambassador Frederick Hoff, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Todd. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You were on hand advising the State Department and the White House as Syria teetered in 2011 into civil war, and you wrote in an article recently, "I got Syria so wrong." What did you mean?
I think, Todd, what I was reflecting on more than anything else was really my failure to convert many, many decades worth of experience on Syria into something resembling an effective U.S. policy, trying to deal with the civil war and its humanitarian and political implications in this country. I ultimately left because I came to the reluctant conclusion that there was not much interest on the part of the White House in implementing President Obama's August 2011 words about Bashar al-Assad stepping aside. So I have a lot of regret about my failure.
And now, Ambassador, you look at the pictures and the television footage and the reports of Aleppo along with the rest of us.
It's horrific.
How do you feel when you see that?
I feel horrible. The UN humanitarian affairs chief is quoted as saying that Aleppo is becoming one giant graveyard. What's happening there is just terrible. The Syrian regime is now dropping leaflets that say, if you don't leave these areas quickly, you will be annihilated. Save yourselves. You know that everyone has left you alone to face your doom and have offered you no help. These, along with barrel bombs and other kinds of munitions, are raining down on the civilians of eastern Aleppo, who are living an existence right now that is, I think, virtually indistinguishable from hell.
And in the aftermath of that hell, Ambassador, you know, you sound like a good soldier. And I know that people in your position in government serve their president and serve their secretary of state, their boss. And I understand your willingness to take credit for your own failures, but responsibility ultimately lies with the president and with the secretary of state, with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And it sounds like this colossal failure and inability to see what was really going on in Syria, despite warnings from people like you, is really theirs.
You know, ultimately, if you're the president of the United States, if you're the commander in chief, you have to take responsibility for everything you do and everything you fail to do. I guess it's tempting for all of us who have been involved in this one way or the other to look back and see what could have been done, what we did wrong, and all that. And that's valid enough. What I would like to stress is that there are 50 days left to this administration. And in my view, it is not too late to offer some degree of protection to Syrian civilians. The consequences of permitting the Assad regime and their Russian allies an absolutely free ride to mass homicide, the consequences are a humanitarian abomination unlike any other in this century, and political consequences flowing from Syria all the way through our alliance network in Europe. I mean, a recent vote in the United Kingdom to leave the European Union is traceable to a migrant crisis, which is itself caused in the main by mass homicide in Syria, sending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of frightened, desperate people fleeing in the direction of Europe.
So, Ambassador, what can the president do today, tomorrow? Step to a microphone and do what?
Yeah, I don't think it involves stepping to a microphone. I think there's been too much stepping to a microphone. I think the president needs to consult very closely with his Secretary of Defense and say, in effect, look, Mr. Secretary, what's happening to the people of Aleppo is unacceptable. It is contrary to the interests of the United States and its allies. I want some options. I'm not interested in invading the place. I'm not interested in occupying the place. But I am interested in seeing those who are conducting mass homicide beginning to pay a price for their activities. And I think if he can do that, he can successfully complicate and mitigate what's going on. We cannot own this problem. But I think it's in our interests to try to take off some of the sharp edges and save human life.
It's a remarkable state of affairs, Ambassador, when somebody with a career in the State Department is calling for the president to call the Secretary of Defense and get U.S. planes over Aleppo.
Well, I'm not suggesting necessarily U.S. planes over Aleppo. What I am suggesting is that the President of the United States get some options from the Secretary of Defense. I'm not a career diplomat. I was once a military officer. And having been a military professional, I know better than to prescribe specific actions to the commander-in-chief. You know, put planes over Aleppo, establish a no-fly zone. No, I'm not in that business. I would be content to see the President of the United States go to his defense secretary, go to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and make a clear statement of the commander's intent. I want a price exacted for this. Give me some options. I would be content if President Barack Obama, in the 50 days remaining to him, would do that.
Ambassador Frederick Hoff, thank you.
Todd, it's been my pleasure.
Ambassador Frederick Hoff is the former special advisor for the transition in Syria at the U.S. State Department. He's currently director of the Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council.